A review into the integrity of Australian sport has sounded an alarm about the influence of the unregulated offshore betting industry. And even community competitions are vulnerable to match fixing and criminal infiltration as offshore platforms proliferate. The report was released by the Federal Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie, and among its proposals are the introduction of fines and jail terms for athletes who collude with bookmakers, a specialist sports law enforcement agency, and a national sports tribunal. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
Per capita, Australians are the world's most prolific punters, and every year they send millions of dollars through unlicensed offshore websites. Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie is worried about that.
A particular concern is Australia's ability to confront the ever-growing threat of illegal wagering on sport and its connections with match fixing and organised crime. The numbers are actually staggering, with the global sports wagering market turnover estimated in excess of $1.5 trillion. In 2016, Australians made up about $9.7 billion, and that is just the money being waged on the regulated market.
Today, she released a review into integrity in sport. It raised concerns about unregulated gambling outfits beyond the reach of national law enforcement agencies. Criminal syndicates are accused of fixing matches and siphoning the money through those platforms.
The biggest risk facing Australian sport and probably world sport is the infiltration of illegal betting and gambling on sport, and how this is to be manipulated by crime syndicates who engage in match fixing and manipulating the results and outcomes of sport. And those syndicates, of course, are not only in it for making money, but also whitewashing gains from illegal activities, and that goes way beyond just gambling on fixed matches.
Hans Westerbeek is professor of sports business at Victoria University, and he says corruption isn't just a risk at the elite level.
The real infiltration in terms of match fixing and people being tempted by money to throw matches is at the level below the elite, where not too much money is made. The infiltration into Australian sport is actually quite substantial at the sub-elite or even community level of sport.
And criminal activity is not limited to gambling either. The threat of doping is also evolving as it becomes easier to buy banned substances online. Today's review suggests changes to tackle those problems. These include creating a sports law enforcement agency and a national sports tribunal, which could compel reluctant witnesses to come forward. Athletes involved in match fixing could also be punished with jail time. Hans Westerbeek says he'd like to see those measures implemented quickly.
If at least we tackle these issues at a national level on behalf of the whole of sport, and then establish legislation and enforcement measures that are more cracking down on the behaviour of Australian athletes and Australian people who engage in criminal activities, be it match fixing or indeed illegal gambling operations that are controlled from Australian shores, then you've got a chance.
But not all is so optimistic. Dr. Charles Livingston is a gambling researcher at the School of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Monash University. He sees sports betting growing and says controlling offshore gambling will take a global response.
We do need to seek some protection against the corruption of sport via large gambling syndicates. The only real way that we're going to be able to tackle this threat to the integrity of sport is if the Australian government commits itself to pursuing an international agreement to protect the integrity of sport. In other words, an agreement so that all the countries who want to compete in the Olympics must demonstrate to the IOC that they have taken appropriate measures to guard their sports, whether they're Olympic sports or otherwise, from corruption.
Charles Livingston from Monash University. Eleanor Whitehead with that report.